Revelation Revealed, Part 4, Section 32, the Scroll, Revelation Chapter 6, Verse 12 through 17. I'm going to read this whole section and comment on it as a whole. Verse 12, I watched as he opened the sixth seal, he meaning Jesus. There was a great earthquake. The sun turned black like sackcloth made of goat hair. The whole moon turned blood red, and the stars in the sky fell to the earth as late figs drop from a fig tree when shaken by a strong wind. The sky receded like a scroll rolling up, and every mountain and island was removed from its place. Then the kings of the earth, the princes, the generals, the rich, the mighty, and every slave and every free man hid in caves and among the rocks of the mountains. They called to the mountains and the rocks, "Fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath has come, and who can stand?" Now, we have just gone through five seals. I think that you would agree with me that this sixth seal is the wrapping up of this age. The planets going crazy, the sky rolling up, the earthquakes. Joel talks about this as being the day of the Lord. Peter comments on it in chapter 2 of Acts. And verse 17 here states that this is the day of God's wrath and the day of the Lamb's wrath, the specific day when this age ends. So I say that to say this. This seal could not have been fulfilled in 70 A.D. The preterists have no way to say that this took place almost 2,000 years ago. This is future. This seal speaks of the last day of the seven-year Great Tribulation. Now, this is kind of important because the seventh seal actually is the doorway into the seven trumpets. The seventh trumpet is the doorway into the seven bowls. These seals, the five we've seen, the first, might actually be part of the first half of the tribulation. Some suggest they are actually an overview of the whole tribulation. Whatever the case, the first seals, especially as we see the first four, because they have a direct impact on earth, are less severe than the judgments that we will see take place. At the end of this age, as this passage states, powerful men on earth will hide themselves from the one who sits on the throne and the Lamb. That tells me that by this time, and I even would suggest prior to this time of the tribulation period, men on earth will realize they are fighting against God himself. That's what verse 17 means. Can you even begin to fathom how man would even attempt to put up a fight against the God of this universe? It's unfathomable. But of course, we know that man, in the core of who he is at enmity with God, and especially so as man, inspired by Satan himself, is even more so an enemy of God. And man will go to all extremes to try to defeat God. Really, the Bottom line is, this battle is a battle between God and Satan. Satan is using man in this battle. Now here in verse 17, we see that God expresses his wrath, and so does Jesus the Lamb. The Jesus we see or saw in the Gospels on earth, his ministry on earth, is not his ministry at this point in human history. Jesus does show and demonstrate his wrath to the people of the earth. This is not the common cultural or religious thinking when it comes to either God or Jesus. The church today has neglected this side of the God we serve. The church today speaks more of what we would call sloppy agape without teaching the full truth of the gospel, that there will come a day of reckoning for man and the nations of the world.